From NPR News, it's Day to Day. The governor of Washington State wants to save some money by sending illegal immigrants home, especially immigrants serving time in state prisons. The state figures it can save almost $5 million a year by turning those prisoners over to the feds for early deportation. And as NPR's Martin Coste reports now from Seattle, the idea is catching on.
Washington's Secretary of Corrections, Eldon Vale, says he's not thrilled about releasing illegal immigrants from prison early. But with the state facing a $5 billion budget deficit, he has to make cuts somewhere.
The idea is that we would identify those who have been convicted of either drug or property nonviolent offenses and deport them.
Of course, it's not the state that would deport them. It would release the inmates into the custody of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, which would then initiate the usual legal process for deportation. Arizona has been doing something similar since 2005 and has saved $26 million. It seems like a good deal all around. The state saves money, the immigrant gets out of jail early, but immigration lawyer David Leopold recommends caution.
Many of these people may have the right to stay in the United States, notwithstanding their offense. We could be talking about breaking up families, separating parents from children forever. When you talk about sending somebody away to save money, we need to make sure that everybody's rights are protected.
Leopold is vice president of the American Immigration Lawyers Association. One of his colleagues, Kathleen Walker, says she also worries about fairness for another population, the American inmates.
We will have basically discrimination here set in our state law, where U.S. citizens won't get this deal, but foreign nationals will.
This is actually a rare point of agreement between opposing sides in the immigration debate.
Illegal immigrants should not be treated better than American criminals.
Ira Malman is spokesman for the Federation for American Immigration Reform, a group that generally argues for the prompt deportation of illegal immigrants. But he says not if it means giving them special breaks on prison sentences.
People who are in the country illegally ought to be deported at the end of their sentences. But the penalty for having committed a crime in the state of Washington shouldn't simply be a ticket back to whatever country you came from.
The fact that this sense of unfairness cuts across political lines like this is certainly on the mind of Washington State Secretary of Corrections. We asked him if this program meant that an American inmate would have to watch immigrants with similar sentences get out of jail ahead of him.
Yes, he would.
What do you think about when you ponder that?
These are tough choices.
Tough choices are becoming routine for state governments facing huge budget deficits. Eldon Vale recently attended a conference of corrections officials from around the country, and he says his colleagues showed a lot of interest in Arizona's experience releasing inmates early for deportation. Martin Coste, NPR News, Seattle.